John Delena. He's with the DEA, heads up really the New England Northeast area. And he's been keeping us updated, and I'm hearing some very disturbing numbers, John, about fentanyl hitting the streets here in New England and causing more overdose numbers than we've seen really since the whole opioid thing began. Can you bring us up to date, and is there any light at the end of the tunnel, or is this going to be a path that gets worse?
Well, Jack, thanks for having me. You know, this is something we're going to be dealing with, throughout the holidays, throughout next year and into the future. But we have to stay on top of it. We have to continue to have dialogue like this. You have two cartels in Mexico that are acting with deliberate and calculated treachery. They are mass producing fentanyl unlike ever before. And make no mistake about it, it's fentanyl that is killing Americans. 107,622 Americans died last year from a drug overdose, and 66% of those were due to synthetic opioids like fentanyl. It's fentanyl that is in our communities in New England and in New Hampshire. And these cartels, the Sinaloa cartel and CJNG, their business model is simple. It's widespread addiction and rapid expansion. They're doing it by mass producing fentanyl and putting it in almost every single drug that we see in our communities. When we see fake pills, and you and I have been talking about fake pills for a long time, but we've never seen the volume of fake pills. Mm. And the reason why they're doing it, Jack, is because they're trying to addict as many Americans as they possibly can. That's their goal. And along the way, if they kill, 107,000 of them, that's for them just the price of doing business. And they want to addict so many more behind that. So we need to continue to educate. We need to continue to have dialogue and let the brave men and women of law enforcement, let our first responders continue to do what they do. Let's continue to have our communities get out there and engage and educate the public. And let's find ways to treat people that are dealing with use disorder. But for now, we need to keep it very clear that it's these two cartels in Mexico that are responsible for everything that we're seeing.
John Delena with the DEA, when you said their goal is to addict as many, get more, as many Americans addicted as possible to this stuff, the scary thing is that's younger people, right?
Of course it is. And that's why we see drugs like, or fake pills made to look like drugs like Adderall or Xanax, because, they think that a younger generation of users may be more willing to take a pill. And that's why we're seizing and seeing so many pills in this region. We're also seeing fentanyl being mixed in with methamphetamine and fentanyl being mixed in with cocaine. These cartels don't want to have a part-time drug user. They don't want somebody that wants to use cocaine maybe on a Saturday night or every couple of weeks. So what they're doing is taking the ultimate shapeshifter, as I call it, which is fentanyl, and they put it into any other drug. Wow. In hopes that they will create somebody that has to deal with an addiction and has to come back and buy more and more and more. We need to continue to talk about it, especially around the holidays. We have kids coming home from college. We have kids that are going to be on break. We need to make one thing clear. One pill can kill, Jack. Kids need to understand that one pill can kill. You should go to our website, DEA.gov. We have tons of materials on there to help educate people on just how dangerous this stuff is.
John, you mentioned these two cartels. These are multi-billion-dollar entities. Is this stuff largely still coming across the southwest border, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, so first of all, we have to keep in mind, Jack, that it's chemicals that are being supplied to those two cartels from chemical supply companies in China. They are now taking all of those chemicals and mass producing in those same labs that they have historically used for methamphetamine, and now they're mass producing fentanyl. It's cheaper and easier than they've ever done before. And then they get it into the United States using any means possible, Jack. They go above the ground, they go below the ground in tunnels like we've seen, and they go right through the, the entryways and the ports of entry. They do it every way possible. The thing that's most dangerous right now is that it just takes a small amount of fentanyl. We know that it's only 2 milligrams that can kill somebody. In our recent lab analysis, the numbers have jumped up. It's actually 6 in 10 of the pills that we're seizing contains a deadly dose. 6 out of 10 pills that we see contains a potentially deadly dose, which is 2 milligrams. It's literally enough to fit on the tip of a pencil. That's all it takes to kill.
You know, John, when you're speaking, I'm just thinking aloud here. I know movies like Sicario, one of my favorites, is a movie. But I'm also wondering, the Chinese piece makes it complicated because they're mass-producing the chemicals. But the labs, the last time, because you've taken groups down there and destroyed some of these, the labs are in Mexico. Why can't we go get them, if you will?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you're talking about a lot of different geopolitical debates and discussions, which you know, I'll let those people in that arena deal with. What I can tell you is, you know, 27 years with DEA, I've never been more dedicated. The men and women that are in law enforcement in this area right now are so dedicated to try to help their neighbors, their friends, and their family. There's not a single person in New Hampshire, there's not a single person in New England that I've come across that hasn't been touched by this in some form or fashion.
Yeah, it's sad.
And that's why we all have to continue to work hard.
Yeah.
Please get out there and have this discussion. Everyone should know one pill can kill. You know, that's something that we should be talking about, because right now we're just losing too many people.
And the website, again, where parents or caregivers, you know, people can go learn more, John?
Yeah, please go to DEA.gov/onepill, and you'll see so many materials on there. We have, parent sheets that you can start dialogues and start discussions. More than ever, we need to make sure we're doing that. And thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk about it once again, Jack.
Thank you, John Delano, with the DEA, DEA.gov. Wow. Thank you, John.
Thanks.